All this week, Current State includes segments on the North American International Auto Show, and WKAR Scott Pohl was in Detroit a few days ago and visited Cobo Arena, but you were on kind of a dual mission as well. You covered a lot of bases while you were in Detroit, Scott.
Yeah, I did. I went down there on Monday morning, did a few interviews, left and went up to Wayne State University in the middle of the day for the interview we're going to play in a moment. And then later in the day, I went back to the auto show and walked around Cobo Arena some more. But why I'm here today is to talk about the inauguration parade, which is on tap in Washington today. The swearing-in ceremony is at noon. The parade starts at 2:30. I understand C-SPAN will have live coverage that will include the parade. You might find live coverage of the parade elsewhere.
Okay.
But there's a group in Michigan known as the Military Spouses of Michigan, and they'll be marching in the parade, and the president of the group is Jocelyn Benson. She's the dean of the law school at Wayne State.
Sure.
So midday when I was in Detroit, I went up to Wayne State and spent some time with her to talk about how the group serves the loved ones of the men and women who are deployed in the service of their country and how the group got a spot in today's parade.
Our organization started about a year ago when myself and four other military spouses and family members and partners came together and said we really need to do more to build our community here in Michigan. We're scattered throughout the state. Many of us feel isolated and alone. And going through a deployment is a very unique experience. And being able to be around others who are going through a similar experience, sharing the emotions that you're experiencing at that time, is really important to getting through a deployment. And so we organized this group, the Military Spouses of Michigan, to make sure every military spouse in our state knew that they were not alone and that we had their back and that we were there for them throughout the deployment, the leading up to the deployment, and all of the rest. We've, in the just 1 year, grown to almost 200 members of spouses, family members, partners. Anyone who loves someone in the military is welcome as a member of our organization. We provide social opportunities. We go to Tigers games, and we have monthly brunches. But in addition to that, we provide free legal resources for our family members, as well as job opportunities and information about education and scholarship opportunities.
Tell me about your husband's deployment.
My husband is in Afghanistan right now. He's in the infantry in the Army, and he's been there since June for a number of months. So I've experienced firsthand really how difficult it can be to go through a deployment when you're not located physically on an active duty Army base, which we don't have here in Michigan. And so I don't have access to a family readiness group and all the other resources that spouses usually have access to on a base while they're dealing with a deployment. And that was part of why I wanted to start this group, to basically provide that support for spouses like me. I quickly realized, as my husband actually deployed overseas originally in September of 2011, how lonely and isolating an experience it can be to be a military spouse in our state. And recognizing that, I found that several others were similarly feeling the same way. And we've used this to come together and build a system of support so that we don't have to spend birthdays alone, we don't have to spend holidays alone. And you know, one of the most unique challenges that I found, and that we all found early on to being a spouse while your husband or your spouse is deployed, is that weekend evenings are really difficult because all of your friends oftentimes are married or off doing date night things, and you don't have anyone to go to the movies with, you don't have anyone to go out to dinner with. And so we provide that support for each other. We have movie nights and we have dinner nights, and it's just a great way to ease some of the stresses of a deployment.
Did you serve in the military yourself?
I did not, no. I do believe that spouses and family members serve as well because of the sacrifice of having our people we love serving overseas, but I've never served in the military.
You mentioned providing legal services,
yes.
And as dean of the Wayne State University Law School, I'm just curious about what you mean by that. If there are specific legal issues that confront spouses of military personnel, if there are other issues that are taken into account for that sort of service?
The cases we've taken on through the Military Spouses of Michigan have been really three types of cases. One are making sure spouses have access to the benefits they're afforded to under the law. There are many federal benefits available to spouses that they don't know about, and so we try to make sure that they have access to the benefits and the protections from being wrongly dismissed from your job and other things. So we've stood up for spouses who've been in those situations. The second area that we focus on are making sure spouses have someone standing with them if they are taken advantage of while their spouse is away. So, for example, one spouse had to deal with her neighbor, an issue with her neighbor who was encroaching on her property, and she needed an attorney to basically write a strongly worded letter to her neighbor not to trespass on the property, and so we were able to do that for her free of charge. And then the third area is representing veterans and other service members who come back and need access to legal services, and we partner with the American Bar Association to provide that service.
Explain the process for being chosen to march in the inaugural parade.
Well, we applied with almost 3,000 other organizations to a search committee back in the fall, and we simply said, you know, we're a group of military spouses and family members in Michigan and would love to play any role that you have for us in the inauguration. And December 19th, we received a call and said, you have 10 days to get us your list of service members and spouses, and we'd love to have you march in the inauguration parade with the president. It has been an incredible thing for our spouses because so many of our spouses and our members are not politically active. They're not, you know, but they're incredibly excited about the opportunity to potentially meet the president and have their kids march in this historic occasion. We also have Ford Motor Company, who has donated 11 tickets to the Michigan inaugural ball, and we've given all of those to Michigan spouses and some of the older children who will be coming. And so you hear, we've been having conversations with spouses who are struggling with the deployment, having difficult times financially and making ends meet, and to be able to say, here's a weekend for yourself. Come to Washington, D.C., march in the parade, be honored for the service and the sacrifice that you live every day, and get dressed up, have a good night out at the ball Monday evening. And it's been an incredible thing to be able to offer this to these spouses, and so many of them are so excited. And so I'm very much looking forward to seeing all of them.
How many people are you expecting to take part? Do you have a banner for leading the contingent?
There will be 90 military spouses, service members, and family members marching with the military spouses of Michigan on Monday's parade. We will have a banner with our organization. Everyone will be wearing pins with our logo as well as matching scarves. And then everyone marching will be carrying a flag representing the branch of service that their family member is in. So we have Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Marine, Air Force, all the different branches that our service members represent and their spouses will be represented in the parade.
If you had a moment to speak with President Obama, what would you say to him about the needs of military families?
I would say something that I know he's already well aware of, that nearly 25% of military spouses are unemployed and actively seeking employment, and their employment is critical to making sure that our military families are able to fully survive on the pay that they receive as soldiers. And I would remind him that cuts to military spending are important, but we need to be sure those cuts are not borne by the infantry members and the men and women who serve on the front lines. Too oftentimes, that's where the cuts come down and they lose access to important health benefits, retirement benefits, and other things. We need to make sure, we need to recognize that it is our moral obligation to protect and serve those who protect and serve us. And I would hope that he makes that an even higher priority in his second term.
Jocelyn Benson is Dean of the Law School at Wayne State University and President of the Military Spouses of Michigan, marching in the inaugural parade. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.